Hey, welcome back to the Sunday Primer. I hope you're all having a great week. I hope you're ready to gather as the people of God. And our aim with this podcast every week is to begin to prime the pump on our hearts, to fix our attention and our hearts upon the Lord before we gather as the people of God. And so today, to do that, I want to fix our attention upon God's Word. We're going to read from Psalm 112, verse 1. And it says this, "Hallelujah! Happy is the person who fears the Lord, taking great delight in His commands." And this is such an interesting verse, this exclamation of hallelujah. It says, happy is the person who fears the Lord. This verse is such a beautiful reminder of the blessings that flow from a life that is rooted in or anchored in the reverence, in reverence for God. And this word, fearing the Lord, happy is the person who fears the Lord, is not about necessarily being scared or timid, as we may think of that word, fear, but rather it's about having an incredible awe and respect for His holiness, for His sovereignty, for His love, for His character. And it's a posture that we actually take on in life daily, acknowledging God's authority over all things and seeking to honor Him in every decision that we even make. And this verse highlights an essential key or an essential component to the Christian life. And that's this: delight in God's commandments. Delight in His Word. Delight in His commandments. And His Word is not meant to necessarily feel like a burden, but rather it's a source of guidance, a source of wisdom, a source of joy. And when we view His commandments or His Word in that way, they actually become a delight to us, a joy to us, a joy to follow, because it draws us closer to His heart. It aligns our hearts, our lives with Him. So the fear of God and delighting in His Word, it doesn't guarantee us a problem-free life, but it does promise us this. It promises a life deeply rooted in God's goodness and in God's faithfulness. So this morning, I want to ask us to consider, how can we embrace this truth found in Psalm 112, verse 1? How can we cultivate a deeper reverence for God today and daily? And what steps can we take to delight in His Word? When we center our lives on God, we find ourselves truly blessed. So this morning, I want to pray for us just before we gather as the people of God. And so would you join me right now? Father, we thank You for Your Word. God, I pray that we as people of God would truly delight in Your commandments and desire to live a life that is anchored, that is rooted in reverence for You. And so God, would You once again this morning remind us of Your character, Your faithfulness, of Your goodness. Remind us of the promises that are found in Your Word, that You will remain faithful in all things, Lord. God, we love You. We fix our attention, our hearts, our minds upon You this morning. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.